Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and thank you so much for joining me today. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And on yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing some thoughts on the hallmarks of maturity. We know from the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 13, it talks about the purpose of fivefold ministry, that it's fivefold ministry is given, what we call the ascension gifts that God has given to the church, to allow God's people to develop into maturity, to allow them to develop their ministries, to fit them in the body of Christ. In the fifth chapter of Galatians, we are told, walk in the Spirit, in verse 16, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. And then it goes on to a listing of the works of the flesh, which are manifest: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, hatred, variance, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkens, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And the hallmark of a person who is not saved, or even a Christian who may be saved but is not walking in the Spirit, that are dealing with the carnal aspects of their nature, because we are in a process of maturing. We're in a process of growing in the knowledge of God and His ways. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, things like depression, a lack of faith, rebellion, withdrawal, materialism, negativism, emulation, all the things that sometimes will be the hallmark of a person going through difficult times is really a lack of self-acceptance or of self-rejection. To walk a Spirit-filled life, you cannot fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And a person who's truly walking in the Spirit is able to accept themselves as God's creation. And so what we want to do today is look at the hallmarks of self-acceptance or maturity. How do we know that we're really growing in grace and in holiness? Well, we must readily admit we're certainly not perfect, but a person who is mature accepts their strengths without becoming proud about them, because why? Everything we have, we've received of the Lord. And also, they're able to accept their weaknesses, areas in which they know, because of circumstances or things that have happened in their lives, that this is an area they can be vulnerable in. And so there has to be a special awareness that they don't get tripped up in that area. That's the sign of a truly emotionally mature person. They know what their weaknesses are. And that's the beautiful part of the body of Christ. We are given in relationship one to another so we can help one another grow. And I've got good news for you, beloved. As you and I develop spiritually, we also mature emotionally. We are a tripartite being, body, soul, and spirit. And how our various states, physically as well as emotionally, affect where we are at spiritually. And so we have to allow, by a willingness of our heart, to allow our body as well as our soul nature, our emotions, our will, our attitudes to be under the control and in submission to the Spirit of God who dwells within our spirit as we have accepted Jesus. As a saved person, that's where the Holy Spirit, that's that inner sanctuary where he dwells in our heart. And so this maturity is basically a fulfillment of the two greatest commandments that Jesus spoke about. First of all, to love God with all of our soul, our strength, and mind. And also, remember he said the second commandment is like unto it, to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I'd like to share, and these are not exclusive, but just seven areas or hallmarks of maturity, if you will. First of all, you will love and serve God. A truly mature person is submitted and yielded to the will of God. They're not confused about their identity, and they're not driven by the things that drive people in the world. They're not driven by ambition or a desire to succeed. There's not a spirit of competition because a mature person recognizes there is a unique and specific calling on their life that is not on the life of anyone else. It totally, recognizing that, just eliminates strife and competition in the body of Christ. It's a wonderful thing. And on top of all that, there is a personal peace, that there's a recognition and an understanding and an appreciation that God will give only good. As he spoke through the prophet Jeremiah, he gives us a promise of a hope and a future. He knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you and I. Praise God. And so a mature person will love and serve God. They are submitted to the will of God because they know God's will is the very best possible scenario for their lives. An immature person will strive to seek what they follow their own desires, follow what they understand to be what was going to fulfill them or make them happy. But a mature person realizes God is so much smarter than we are, and we can rest assured and trust our Heavenly Father to direct our paths. And so with that comes a peace and a submission and yieldedness to our Father. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy laws within my heart. And then, secondly, we are able to truly love and accept others. We can not only empathize and weep with those who sorrow, but we can rejoice and share life's successes with others. Think about this. A selfish, immature person can only sorrow with others, because if someone is blessed or they're prospered, sometimes the thoughts, you may not be able to admit it verbally out loud, but the feelings or thoughts come, why doesn't something like that ever happen to me? Woe is me, poor me. You see, when someone is blessed, there's that inability to you might go through the outward motions, but inside there's a little bit of jealousy, a little bit of envy, a little bit of self-pity. I wish that would happen to me. You see what I mean? And someone that's really mature can rejoice in that. Praise God, that person is being blessed. Why? Because you're not threatened by it. You know God has blessings ahead for you. You might even be going through a difficult time, but you've tasted of the goodness of the Lord. You know, and you understand and appreciate the character and person of our Heavenly Father, that he desires only good and blessing for us, even in a time of discipline or chastening. It's because he loves us that he does that. Okay, so you'll love and serve God, you'll love and accept others, and thirdly, this is really important, you will love and accept yourself. And beloved, sometimes that's a very hard thing for Christians to do. Sometimes Christians can be deluded into thinking that any form of self-love is sin. But when Jesus said, love thy neighbor as thyself, he was aware that self-love is actually essential, a self-love in proper perspective. Because how can you love your neighbor truly if you don't love yourself? And Self-acceptance will allow you to receive a compliment instead of being self-conscious or brushing the person aside. A mature person can graciously accept a word of praise, and that means they don't get proud about it. They don't let it, you know, give them a big head, if you will, but they will be gracious and understand that that other person is willing to compliment them sincerely. So we will not only love and serve God, we not only will love and accept others, but we will be able to love and accept ourselves. Praise God. And now here's another thing to consider. A mature person is able to accept rebuke, insult, or criticism. Now, that's an area where immediately our defenses go up, but a mature person does not feel threatened when someone corrects him or her or proposes a better method. Instead, they'll be appreciative of the other's suggestions and willingly explore better methods for achieving those goals. You know, I've said this to others when I've worked with them, you know, my desire is to find the best way of doing something. The way I do it may not be the best. If you have a better idea, please, please share it with me. Now, it's true, someone could insult you or criticize you unfairly, but then a mature person is willing to be able to forgive them. And as Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And someone that would rebuke or insult you in a negative, hateful way, they're not mature themselves, because a mature person will always speak the truth in love. Praise God. Well, my time has again flown by, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast, and I do invite you to join me. For now, though, I thank you for listening and spending precious moments of your time with me, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow, and if you're struggling in any area, I invite you to write. This is a personal ministry, and I care deeply for my UCM partners as well as for my radio family and listening audience. The announcer will give you that contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.